Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
Everybody good?
Yeah, you? Yeah.
I'm great, man. My name is Laszlo. It's Slim Fast, Jeremy, and Julia. And it's the Church of Laszlo. We call it a bar. We just, you know, belly up to it. We talk about our lives, what's going on. You interact with us. Detroit, Kansas City, Las Vegas. You do that via the text line. 913-576-7965. 913-576-7965. Julia, I know you were going out last night. You were going to play trivia.
Yeah.
Did you win?
No, but you know what? We came in 5th place out of 18th, which last week we came in 16th, so it's about growth.
Oh, yeah, progress, not perfection. Just a little bit better every day, right?
Well, one of the craziest questions is, like, they asked us about the deed that Postal Service has, and you had to, like, guess the other two elements that they can't perform in. And so they're like, other than the gloom of night, which is a very dramatic way to say nighttime. What is the other three things that they can't do do what they need to do in? What would you guess?
That the Postal Service can't deliver mail in.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I know it's rain, sleet, or snow, so they can deliver in that.
Mm-mm.
What?
No. Oh, well, yeah, they can deliver in that.
Right, that's what I'm saying, because that's was their slogan at one point, right?
Yeah.
No matter rain, sleet, or snow. So, lightning?
No.
A hurricane?
No.
What?
A terrorist act of some sort.
Well, it said something like heat, and then I think hail, and maybe sleet. But the heat was surprising.
Well,
we guessed rain, sleet, snow.
I'm not even certain that I understand the question.
Same.
But you know what? You can't win them all. And next time, text us.
I understand the question, Julia.
I probably reiterated that wrong.
But
so
me and you are basically the same people, so it makes complete sense to me.
Our brains perform at 60%.
You can text us.
The exact same 60%, though. It's weird.
DNA, it's weird how that works out.
Everybody else is just staring at me while I'm having this conversation with you, like, what are you two talking about? I'm like, what don't you understand?
We know.
Deed. Started with deed, and I was like, deed, okay.
Like a deed of a house?
Right.
Well, I will say when you said the deed.
Sorry, it's creed, not deed.
I know.
Because I thought of Scott Stapp.
Right. And then when you said Postal Service, I thought of the Postal Service.
The
right.
Van?
I was like, other songs besides the Postal Service?
Right.
What
can Bing
but then
not
I
got, do?
Then I caught up.
Wow.
I did not.
That's why you text Laszlo during trivia. It's
you can't do that. That's cheating.
You really think that people there aren't cheating? Everyone has it. Do they collect your smartphones and put them in those Jack White bags or something?
But if I want to win, I want to do it right.
And what do you win if you win?
Just like
free food?
Just a $20 gift card at the place we're at.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's not so bad. And your boyfriend goes with you?
He didn't go last night because he had to be up early, and we slept like crap the night before because we weren't sure what alarm was beeping, and
it was
the carbon monoxide one, but it was just the battery was dying. So anyways, he was tired. He didn't go. It was just a bunch of our friends.
So ladies' night?
With some men.
Mm. Oh, with some men. Okay.
Yeah.
game night or trivia night. That's a thing that I've hosted
those before.
You've hosted trivia nights?
Yeah, like, you know, in like between radio jobs. No.
Oh, at a bar.
I think when I was a job. Yeah, like I was a DJ at a strip club and then would host a trivia night on like a Wednesday night. Some guy owned a thing.
Oops, sorry.
People took that stuff soon. Hey.
What up, Julia's computer? I missed you.
Yeah. Well, that was actually out of my laptop. It wasn't routed through the board this time. So
people do get very worked up about the trivia thing. There's a lot of accusations of cheating. And back when I used to do it at Hooters every week, my friends would all get together once a week. And then if you won, then you got to use your gift certificate the next week for like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We eat for free all the time. And every time I asked Lazo to go because we needed a sports person. None of my friends know anything about sports.
Yeah, you got to stack your team with people who
You need experts in each area. And I would just start texting Laz when he's like, what's the question again? I'm like, all right, there's a hockey player. And he's like, okay. And then he'd give me the answer. And every week I'd say, why don't you just come with us? Nope, nope, nope. And I finally realized, I mean, looking back, it's kind of crazy that I ever even asked Lazo to go to a trivia night. It's kind of crazy that I used to go to a trivia night. Maybe I've become
That does feel crazy knowing you now.
Like they gave you the little machines.
You hung out with me way too long. Like there was a time when you came, when I knew you, that you did stuff.
That's what my ex
said. And now you just like sit around, you're like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yep. She blamed you.
I know.
My ex.
I know.
She was like, you don't have to hate everything. I was like, I don't. I just hate this. And she's like, and you also hate this.
And you. Get out.
Yeah, you know what? I hate you too. Get your stuff out of my house. You're dead to me. Oh, dead to you. That's a new one. The Church of
Laszlo. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yo! Hey, get this. Texas Larry checking in.
Yo!
Good to hear from you.
He said that I couldn't ghost him, but he was on vacation last week, so he's back.
Okay.
That's good to hear.
A little R&R for Gear.
Yeah.
Or Lair.
Lair. You deserve it, Lair.
Yep.
Laszlo. My brain is just not here.
It's all that
you
trivia.
You spent it all on trivia.
Yeah, I did.
No. What were you drinking, by the way?
Water.
Oh, okay.
With vodka in it?
With vodka in it?
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed I was talking to Laszlo last night. We were texting a little bit, and then it just stopped.
Yeah.
And I looked at my watch, and I was like, yeah, he hasn't responded. Oh, it's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. So I'm guessing that...
Oh, yeah.
I went to bed early, you know me.
Oh, give me a
describe
break.
It with Look three. Describe your Tuesday night with 3 adjectives.
Well, adjectives, that's tough. Let's see.
Boy.
Go.
Shiny.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
New. And fun. How about that?
Are those all adjectives, Julia?
Yeah, they're positive, too.
College grad. Okay, good. That's it.
Jesus.
What? You are, aren't you? Or not? I know we've been over this and over this.
No.
So she didn't? You're the only college grad here,
yes.
Jeremy? I always forget.
Oh, I thought you were saying he was just with a college grad.
I don't want to get into too many details, but...
That was not the adjective we were given.
College grad.
I just want to know if the thing you showed me, There was a thing that you showed me yesterday. Was that
I went to bed early?
Oh,
man.
You didn't go to bed early. You stopped texting me. I know because you fell asleep. You fell asleep.
Yeah,
you were just all tuckered out.
I was watching a long day. I was watching
Sports Center or something
documentary about
shiny things.
Something murder on Hulu.
Oh, that one. Yeah. I've been meaning to watch that.
Uh-huh.
I heard it's good.
I heard it's pretty good.
Whose case was it?
It was something about some devil guy next door or something.
Sure.
Yeah. That is a good one. Is that the Vice thing? Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it was or not. I was on Hulu, though.
Who do you think did it?
Oh, he did it. They convicted him.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he did it.
See how he mixes in a little bit of truths there? He was watching it until, bing, boom, the doorbell rings, and then. Now, let me ask you this. Was the magic shower necessary or no? It was a smooth night. Everything.
No, I took a shower this morning. I was fine.
Oh, my God. He won't.
I woke up alone. I was fine. I woke up alone. I was fine.
I believe that magic you woke shower. Up alone. Exactly. Well, I'm glad you had a fun night.
If you could describe the night with the title of a song.
Yeah, the title of a song. Describe your night last night.
Boy.
Oh. I almost said one that would have got me in trouble, I think.
What?
Nah, forget it. Just forget it. I'm not going to say it because it could be. I don't even know why.
Rhyme it.
No, I'm not going to, honestly. What about Drain You? How about that?
No.
What?
No, you've gone too far.
How have I gone too far?
You've gone too far.
That's the name of a song? That would work, wouldn't it?
Not for me. No, I went to bed early. I don't know what that is. Your new king-size bed or something? Something like that.
That would be your...
I just went to sleep, man. That's okay.
All right.
I know you guys want more, but there's nothing more.
Nothing more.
I tried.
Jeremy, did you put a Christmas tree in your bedroom and get it on? We talked yesterday. They said if you put a Christmas tree in your bedroom, you're more likely to have a better sex life.
Yeah.
So Jeremy was going to give it a shot.
No.
She say she was going to? No.
Slimfast just looked at me the entire time he read that story yesterday, and it was creepy.
He makes it sound like on your way home last night, you stopped at a tree farm, and it was like taped to the top of your car.
Yeah.
Well, I can't find the Christmas tree for the studio.
You're like, I'm headed home.
I think she might have. And there's that one in the lobby. I thought about that. I was like, she might
have. And if it's true, all guys should just carry them with them.
Christmas trees?
When you go to a girl's house, just bring a tree in.
On their shoulder like a boombox.
Bring a tree in, like I brought this tree.
Like a Mary Poppins bag. They plug it in, boom. Lights on it already.
Like a Bluetooth speaker. It could also be a Bluetooth speaker.
What up, baby?
You take it out of the bag, you unfold it, boom, it lights up, and then it plays.
It's always too much for you. It's always too much. Just bring the tree.
Well, someone's going to outdo
us. All right, bring the tree.
Bring the pre-lit tree.
Keep those in your car, gentlemen.
We should have one in the studio, but I think Jeremy took it home with her last night.
What?
Remember, we ran out of time yesterday, but there was that story about the Epstein, you know, Ghislaine is on trial or whatever.
Yes.
His fixer, his girlfriend, the groomer, all these things that she's been accused of. I don't know what you call her. Just bad person, I think.
Right.
Probably pretty accurate.
Not good.
But one of the things that they discovered that's been, you know, shown during these proceedings is that not only was she responsible for allegedly trying to find girls and all that stuff, but also this guy supposedly had a writer like an artist would have, like someone in a band would have for a concert. He basically had a writer for his house. So it's a contract. It's in ink. This is everything that I need. This is what I expect. And it is your job to have all these things here. Now, I get it. Some people have like a housekeeper or something that can help out with things around the house. And maybe it's their job to pick up detergent on the way home. But this is next level. This is like, I need this many cans of this brand of stewed tomatoes or whatever. I mean, it's every single thing you could think of. So we've all talked about the writer before. If you were a famous musician, what would you put on the writer? But what if you had the money to have a writer for your home? What would be on it? What would be on your personal home writer? And we asked on Instagram, too, at Church of Laszlo, and people are messaging us. Yes. So let us know what you would put on your writer for life.
That's always in your house, no matter what.
That's it. And they say, all right, you got this person who works for you, and they're going to make sure your house operates like this. It has these things
stocked. I've heard Stern talk about it.
Oh, really?
Well, just not really like a writer, but just like how he doesn't expect anything from his wife. His first wife used to complain about it. He's like, I don't ask her for anything. All I ask is for plain rice cakes. I just want plain rice cakes in the house. There's never any goddamn plain rice cakes. And I'm like, that is kind of a simple request.
I think I remember that. Wasn't it like she said that, you know, they spike your blood sugars. Like, they're not actually healthy. He's like, I don't care. I just want them. Right. But if you had that kind of money and you had the ability, you had someone working for you willing to do that, what would be on your rider. All and right. Let's please keep the weird Epstein stuff out of it, obviously, if we could. We okay. don't need flights to the islands with Bill Clinton. Just actual stuff that you have in your house. Yeah. Sure.
The Church of Laszlo.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo.
Yo.
All right.
All right. So Epstein's former whatever, she's on trial.
Right.
Ghislaine Maxwell. And during this trial, they discussed this house manual, which the more I read about this, the more it sounded like a rider that an artist
right,
would have
so
at a concert.
All these things had to be in the house at all times.
Yes, these are things that you have to have. These are the ways you're supposed to behave. These are the things that I expect. Things that you are allowed to say or not allowed to say. Like, for an example, if you are chauffeuring someone, he wants you to be nice or whatever, but you are not allowed to talk about your personal problems at all, even if asked. So if someone says, you know, how's your day going? Your day's going good. I mean, yeah. I'm sure a lot of businesses or whatever probably have rules like
yeah,
that.
Okay.
I mean, I'm guessing a lot of car companies have that rule. Like, if you drive for us, try not talking about your personal problems with people. Also, the thermostat was an issue. Thermostat, air conditioning at 60 degrees, two lighted pins on both bedside tables. Jeffrey Epstein, large and small notepads on both bedside tables. There's so much stuff, including a gun that had to be in a certain drawer next to the bed.
Okay.
Toothpaste has to be at least half full. Or more, right?
Okay.
So once it gets below that, you got to replace it. New pair of exfoliating gloves in the shower. Three large blue towels and one hand towel. Just anything you could think of. These rules are in
covered,
there. It's written down. These are the things. The type of razor. We were talking about razors a couple weeks ago. It's got to be a Gillette Mach 3 razor with extra blades. The shaving cream has to be Kiehl's.
And this was shaved. Just for him, or this was the house
this
that
was
they
for
would
the
go?
House. Yeah, this is for their... I think it's like where he lived most of the time.
Okay.
Yeah, these were the rules. And there were also chauffeurs, and they had personal chefs.
Sure.
And whenever I asked people about this, what would you have if you had the ability to make these kinds of demands? What would be your main thing? Overwhelmingly, people really want a personal chef. Like, that seems to
yeah,
be the
that
first
would be
thing
great,
that people...
Right?
That would be awesome.
You would just eat healthier.
You would eat yes. healthier,
It
for
would
sure.
be better. Like, yep. I mean, there's a reason why it's so expensive.
Yes. And there's a reason that so many rich people have it. I mean, even right. if you're not a
There's
foodie,
a reason why so many athletes have it.
Yes.
Because they know if they were doing it themselves, it wouldn't be the same.
No. And it takes so much time.
And they can make healthy food taste good.
Yep.
Where my only chance is to maybe put some soy sauce on that thing? Maybe?
Right.
Is that going to make that better?
Lowry's seasoning sauce.
Is that going to make that better?
And if you just think about how much time, you're a dad, you got to stop and figure out what you're going to eat for dinner on the way home or whatever. How many hours a week you spend thinking about what am I going to eat for my next meal?
Right.
And then preparing it or whatever goes into it, even if you just got to go wait in line at the restaurant. To know that your whole life would be like a restaurant where it's like, you sit down and say, I'm ready for breakfast now,
yeah.
and they bring it. I'm ready for lunch now, and they bring it. I got to admit, even though I'm not a foodie, that's a pretty good place
yeah,
to start.
For sure.
I also would say that as far as the food thing goes, I have a list of certain snacks that I always seem to run out of, so I would just say I want all of those things fully stocked at all times.
Such as?
The Intamin's donuts. I want the I want the variety pack. I want
of
the big
course.
Ones, and I want the little ones. I want the three main flavors of Sun Chips, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need at least three flavors of Doritos. They can vary, but they must include the spicy chili.
Well, those are my favorite, too, the purple bag.
So good, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
good.
Nice.
So good. I need Orville Redenbacher's Simply Salted Microwave Popcorn. Very specific about the types of snacks, and then I need to make sure that they're always in stock. The other stuff, you can feed me. You tell me it's trout or bass, whatever. I want
right.
I'll trust you as the chef. But
okay.
when it comes to the snacks, I feel like that's one of the things that I would have specific demands about. The thermostat thing I liked, too, that it's got to stay at this temperature, and I don't care if you're too cold or too hot.
Right.
This is the
temperature I
want. I want these things stocked in my shower. I know Lazo's into, like, the shampoo pucks and the big beer bar soap and stuff. You can have that stuff fully stocked at all
times.
Of course, So what else?
Well, I mean, certainly the Duke Cannon soap stuff, I did think of that, like the big soap, brick bars of soap. I do need that. I'm going to need at least one frozen pizza in that freezer at all time. And I may not use it, but it's almost like having meds.
Yes.
I'm like, if I do get hungry, you know what? I'm not going to cook that pizza just yet. But if I do stay up a little bit later than I thought, I could put that in the oven. It'd probably be pretty good. So that, just having it there is like comfort.
You don't care which kind, though? You don't have like a specific if I
Well,
have
I told you,
brothers.
I think there's some that are better, but I always get the Jacks because the other ones come in a box.
Well, now you won't have to worry about the size of your freezer. I'm
so,
sure
you know, give me a good one.
Yeah. I like the Red Baron Taco one, I think.
What else? So lighters.
Never run out of lighters.
I always need 3 to 4 lighters in on my bar area at all times. I'm going to need a bottle of scotch in my bar at all times. I don't want to stop and have to pick that up.
And how about like having nice, fancy, those like Ronson expensive, classy lighters? You can just have those.
Yeah,
everywhere.
I'm going to need those in there. If I lose them, I need to get more of those.
And don't forget,
I'm going to need charcoal for my grill. I hate having to run out and get charcoal. It's sort of a pain in the ass.
Are you still going to grill? Or are you going to have someone else do it for you?
I'll do it for fun, right?
Yeah.
So and I hadn't thought about having a personal chef yet. That takes a lot of stuff away, so I'm sure he's got a lighter. I'd be like, yo, Joey, give me a light.
Yeah. But that's okay. Put on a list of demands. You need lighters. One of the things...
Cigarettes.
Never run out. Just cartons.
I always need a pack of
fresh.
Lucky Strikes, no matter what.
Yes, ready to go. Actually,
an unopened pack of Lucky Strikes at all times.
I think you should just smoke one and then get rid of the rest of the pack. Donate it. And you should always just smoke the first one out of the pack.
Right.
One of the things, I mean, one of the many things that he had on the
clean
list.
Clean package of socks.
Okay.
I like brand new
nice.
Socks.
Brand new socks.
Yeah.
If we're not worried about the environment, which at this level of wealth we're not, I think that's a good one. And how about, one of the things he had was that the linens, the towels, all that stuff, the sheets on the bed, everything had to be fresh each day, like at a hotel. You sleep on the sheets one night, don't just make the bed, put all new bedding on there. If you're not doing it.
Sleep in the sheets.
Lazo curls up in a ball and lays on top
on
of the
top.
Comforter.
It's so strange.
But still, you could have a new comforter every day, right?
I guess if I just sleep on top, it would be weird.
Clean pillowcase, at least.
Yeah, clean pillowcase would be nice.
I love this demand. Every single remote control must be easy to find. It must be accessible, and the batteries have to work. That was in the thing. It said all the remotes have to be there and the batteries have to work. So if that's your job, you could just be the remote control.
And my Wi-Fi has to be running at premium speed.
Yes.
That means if you have to unplug it every night and do the 30-second thing and check it while I'm asleep, you need to do that.
And it also said, like, if the power goes out or something happens to one of or all of the clocks in the house, someone else has to reset them. They must be synced. They need to all be the exact same time.
Oh, that doesn't bother me, but I know people it does. Yeah,
if you got someone to do it for you. You know, why not?
It might even annoy me if they were.
If they were all the same time?
Yeah, because I'd be looking at them like, are they still the same?
And
like, I don't need that. Julia, what about you?
Okay, I like the fresh pack of socks. Mm-hmm. That definitely spoke to me. Fresh pack of underwear, too. That's always nice.
Yeah, wouldn't hurt, right?
Yeah. I like all the beds to be made.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, just getting into that is just delicious, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I would say... I like those little oil diffusers.
Mm.
Eucalyptus scent.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Where you drop the little...
I have the wax ones.
The ones where it melts the candle wax?
Yeah.
Since they're hot, those are good, too.
I know. I like the vapor, though. I would say that. Gingerbread coffee, no matter what time of year it is. That is my favorite.
Nice.
I am alive right now for it. Yeah.
Having like every flavor, every variety of K-Cup might be kind of nice. Like if they offer in a K-Cup, I need to have it. And the machine needs to have water in it and it needs to be ready to go.
Yeah, it needs to have water in it at all time.
Yes.
My blue light shall never go on.
Never see that blue light again.
Oh, yeah. Now, pre-rolled joints, but also a pen.
Like a vape pen?
Yeah. Like a weed pen.
And there'll be four of them waiting for you, four perfectly pre-rolled joints.
Yes, both sativa and indica for day and for night, and I need you to tell me which is what.
I like it.
I've heard that rumors, and I wouldn't doubt it, that Snoop Dogg has a weed guy, that's his job to make sure that the blunts are rolled and that everything's ready to go.
Absolutely. I would expect nothing less. Sushi.
You want sushi at all times? Just in case, like with Laszlo's frozen pizza?
Yeah, emergency sushi.
Like a sushi chef. Yeah, that would be kind of cool. They're just there.
Oh my God, yeah. A sushi chef would be, wow. I'm just like crying right now thinking about it.
Okay, I could go with you on that one. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's also outside stuff. Like, you got to keep in mind that they had a pool. So he had the
rules. Yeah, pool would be
for
nice, but I live in Michigan.
Temperature for the pool outside and all that stuff. Things that he wanted outside, like the types of furniture and whatever else.
Okay. A hot tub, like, because I don't have one. So right. A hot tub set at the perfect temp at all time with like a little bar of weed and some sort of delicious beverage to enjoy while in there. I like double stacking how good things feel.
Okay, yes, I like it, yes.
Yeah, but,
so I want all of that available around the hot tub.
Right.
Okay, I think that's it for me. And a pen of golden retrievers.
I said that, too. I said to my friend we were talking about, I said, you know, I would like the idea of, if the house is big enough, which I assume it is.
Well, not a pen. Let them run free. Sorry.
Right.
Clarify.
But I want a bunch of dogs, and I don't feed them. I don't have to walk them. They're all being taken care of. All I do is cuddle with them and play with them when I want, and then I know that they're healthy and happy and being taken care of. But there's got to be plenty of room for them. If they make a mess, someone else cleans it up. But that would be awesome to just have, like, 50 dogs. But one of the things that he had in this contract was that in the car, and I can't remember if it was just the car, but I know the car was one of the areas. In the center console and in the glove box, he wanted a $100 bill. Put some cash around in case you need the cash, right?
Right. I like
That's not
that.
A bad idea. Make sure there's some cash in my billfold. Make sure there's some cash in the center console. Have that ready because you never know when you're going to need a tip, right? Or buy some sushi or something. A lot of the stuff, I'm not high class enough. I don't need my own stationery with my own letterhead or any of that. But if I got someone making me food three times a day and they're washing dishes, washing the laundry and doing all that, I think after that, like I've told you, I really like when I get out of the shower to maybe use three towels instead of just one. It's luxurious. I don't even, as soon as it starts to get wet, move to the next one. So I'd probably carry that over and certainly feel a lot less guilty. But the question is, and be honest, say you have this whole contract and it's got all these stipulations and they're living up to it. Then what? What's left to do? Just watch TV? Ride your four-wheeler?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you can still do whatever you want to do. I don't understand. Just life becomes easier. It takes the burden, the hard part of life, and takes that out of it and makes all the great stuff easier to accomplish.
I feel like I might wake up early. You know, like you and I aren't really morning people, but if that was our lives, we might actually wake up and do stuff.
Like why?
I don't know. Endless things you could do.
Well, I might get in a hot tub with Julia and get high and then get out and let her eat sushi and me drink scotch. And I mean, I would do those things, but if you're saying like I might get up early and like carpe diem, accomplish things, I'm not doing that.
Just be excited to get up instead of depressed to get up in the morning. You might wake up and go, I'm excited to wake up.
I have nothing. I have another thing to add.
I want a gift every morning.
Ooh, that's
a wrapped gift every morning, and I want it presented to me. I want to get out. I want to put on my robe, and I want someone to meet me with a wrapped gift and say, here's your gift, sir. And you'd be like, thank you. I want to like it.
Oh, boy, that's going to be the toughest job in the house.
Yeah, I want to like it. I don't want anything that I don't like. Nothing easy. I want to like it.
Ooh, I want a towel warmer outside of the hot tub, too.
So yes, towel warmer's good. Yeah.
That hits different.
I mean, look at the list of snacks, the types of coffee and all that. So the snacks are the thing, but also booze. And I was just surprised you didn't mention a little more of the booze. Like,
I said I want a bottle of top shelf scotch.
Oh, okay,
right,
and just have the whole bar set up.
I just want one bottle, and I want it refilled every day.
I feel like you'd want like shot girls walking around your house.
That, you know, I want them available.
That's not
with like the dancers with like the test tube
where
type
they're green,
shots.
Right? Where they're glowing green. Like
well, I'm
shots
sitting on my couch, like shot baby. Right. Like man, give me the blue one.
Give me the tray.
Yeah, it's always the blue one.
The Church of Laszlo,
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up, kid?
Not much. How are you?
Good. Bill in Detroit says all he needs is a PlayStation, Call of Duty, Mountain Dew, and Taco Bell.
That's not bad. That's really not bad. All you really need. If we're breaking
Simple
it down, like, yeah, mm-hmm. They keep telling you to make that list shorter and shorter. It eventually gets down to Call of Duty, some booze, some snacks, and some Mountain Dew or something. Yep.
Yeah. I'd like to keep my sushi chef, though.
The sushi. The
I like
sushi
the gift every day.
Yeah, that's something.
I just feel bad for the person who has to get you the gift.
I want them
every
to present
day.
It to me.
I know, and you said you have to like it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to like it.
How are you going to like it every single day?
That's a really hard job for someone, but a good job. You're telling me your only job is to give me a gift every day that I'm going to enjoy.
I would be annoyed with you after a week.
Really? You'd give me, like, it doesn't mean I have to love it, but you're like, hey, here's some nice plush slippers. I'm like, oh, I like that. That's nice. Thank you.
But if you're like, I don't like it, then you're fired.
But if I don't like you, I slap you.
Right.
With a glove. Whap!
Yeah, that's... Yeah, and like you're about to say, Julia, I believe, he's already got so much stuff, and now you're trying to find something he doesn't have, and you got to do it every day?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Although, I suppose it's possible. It's going to be tough. I do like the idea of a surprise. Even if you got everything in the world, all the snacks, all the
just a little surprise.
You still like to...
You could come up with stuff. Like, even one day, you could be like, look at this, a kitten. And I'm like, oh, look, a little kitten. And I'll pet it for a minute and then give it to you back.
Yep. I think I'm done with this kitten.
Right. But I did enjoy it. It was nice. Thank you for the kitten.
We'll go find it at home.
Thank you for the kitten.
What time is it? Oh, are we getting ready to doom scroll? Is it that time? We're going to doom scroll coming up next. Hope you're excited.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.